listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, eating food and watching a nuclear explosion go off in our mouth. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy Mike the Ghoul, worried about the nuclear explosion on the second end, talking about some hot food from Popeyes, are we?
I will say, I didn't actually have that. My intestines can be a little sensitive sometimes. We will not go into details. The Popeyes did not set me off, which I guess is like the one nice thing about this whole meal, although it speaks to maybe the meal was disappointing in general.
Yeah, endearing when you know you don't have to worry about getting some Chipotle for your underwear after you have something spicy from a fast food joint. But like we tried the Popeyes Hot Ones collab, mm-hmm, and like mm-hmm. it was fine. It's fine. Yeah. I mean, we've done a couple of these, right? But mm-hmm. like this, I mean, the first one we did was a banger, and then ever since then, they've just continued to be like okay.
But
it's kind of weird.
Does that speak to the general shittiness of how fast food has gotten at this point? Like, in general, fast food is just not as good as it used to be. This is way off topic because we're supposed to be talking about Popeyes, but like I've been going to Taco Bell once in a while and getting some of their weird things, their cantina menus and so forth. And nothing but disappointment. I have not enjoyed much of anything since like the first couple. Where are the days of the awesome Wendy's cheddar mushroom melt when it just like that came out and you're like, yes.
I know. You know, just like not to get off topic from Popeyes either, but like I come back to like one of my guilty pleasures is Burger King. And mm-hmm. I don't know why. Just Burger King just does it for me.
Sure.
And it's not great, but it's one of my guilty pleasures. But when they got rid of like the Chicken King spicy sandwich, mm-hmm. it was like, why? This was so much better than what you brought in. This is terrible. Like, I don't understand. Like, I know I work in, like, the industry, so I know it's food costs, it's A, B, and C, sure, whatever. But, like, when you genuinely just make a worse product, I don't understand the thought process behind that.
Yeah, McDonald's did that to me a while ago. I used to really love, I know I've mentioned this on the cast before, but I used to really love the Cajun McChicken from, like, the late 90s, early 2000s. And they have spicy McChickens out now, and they're just not the same. They're not as good, they're shittier, they're cheaper. And I felt the same way about, like, the McDLT, that weird double container burger that had the flesh. And, like, they've tried to make it again a few times. They had, like, the Big and Tasty, which I always called the Big and Nasty, because it had, like, this layer of saltiness on it that if they overdid it was just disgusting. And then they did the Arch Deluxe, which was another version of it, and it just wasn't. Like, I understand we don't want the styrofoam, but the basics of the McDLT worked, and why can't you just make that again, McDonald's? Why?
I know. Everything comes in, like, you know, the paper now, and, like, I remember, like, every now and again, like, I'll go through YouTube, and I'll come across, like, a half hour's worth of, like, 80s commercials or something, and, like, I got nothing going on, I'll throw it on, and, like, that McDLT commercial mm-hmm. comes out where they show, like, the fold over and, like, the whole party behind it, like, yeah, this is a good time, and, like, I don't know, food's just boring now, and, like, let's be real. Like, fast food, it is no longer fast, and it is no longer cheap. Like,
barely even food.
You know, it's barely even food, to your point. Yeah, like, it's nothing but disappointment. Like, when you mm-hmm. find mm-hmm. one, though, like, in your wheelhouse, like, you know, a Burger King by you that's good, mm-hmm. or a Popeye, you stick with that one thing, and you just don't go away from it, because everywhere else is just disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. And that's the thing, is usually Popeye's is my go-to if I'm out and about and I want, like, some spicy chicken. Their spicy mm-hmm. chicken sandwich is hands down for me the king of the market still. I know other people argue different things, and there's times where I want something different. Like, if I don't want a fried breast, I want, like, a grilled breast, like, mm-hmm. with some, like, blue cheese crumbles and hot sauce. They don't provide that. They don't always hit the mark specific. But, like, mm-hmm. you want that kind of fried chicken sandwich, Popeyes is the way to go. So they hold a place in my heart. They will always be my number one. They fucking failed on this collaboration with Hot Ones.
They had a couple things on there. It was the Popeyes and Hot Ones bundle, which I think we both got a piece of just to try out some different things. They had the Sriracha Dippers, which, I mean, okay. The Smokin' Rojo Chicken Sandwich, or Rojo, whichever one they decided to go with. I'm pretty sure Rojo is right, but who knows how mm-hmm. they said it. The Darren Dab Ghost Wings and the Darren Dab Ghost Boneless Wings.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last sachet, this little, like, thing of whatever that came with it that was just, I don't even know.
So, let's go down the list. We'll go in order of spiciness, I guess, because they do have spicy ratings for these, although I don't even feel like what I got matched up with the spicy ratings. But still, the Sizzlin' Sriracha Dippers are there first. I don't know if Popeyes actually normally does chicken dippers. There's something that a lot of different restaurants do, but this I hadn't seen it at Popeyes before, and in basic composition, I was unimpressed because they were floppy and weirdly like patchworky, like the crispiness on it, the coating was like patchworky on it. About the only thing I really liked was the basic pickled garlic flavor, which was decent. That was decent. Yeah.
The flavoring on their chicken is usually very good. You know, it's just it's something in the batter, something in the spices that definitely work. But it wasn't hot, to your point. You label
No.
something sizzling sriracha,
Mild.
and you got to dial it down, sure. But it wasn't hot in the least bit. And like you're right, like the chicken was it was flabby, floppy. It almost like it reminds me of like the pieces of a chicken wing that like the actual wing part that like nobody eats. Like there was that kind of consistency. It was rubbery. I was very unimpressed. If it was some kind of stab at like a chicken fry thing, it was chicken gristle, and I did not like it.
Yeah, it was really weird. It struck me like, okay, this is going off on a tangent, but it has a reason. It struck me a lot like when I worked at Lone Star Steakhouse, and near the end of my run there, they introduced what they called the trail boss, which was the end piece of a tenderloin. And they always say, it's the same cut as what you get from the filet from, but it wasn't the filet. It was a shitty piece of meat they had left over after they cut their filets that they were trying to sell to people instead of turning it into beef stew. And like they charged a premium for this stupid thing. That's what these dippers struck me as. These are the remnants of chicken we couldn't turn into something else that we're trying to sell you at a premium.
100% agree. Like that was what it tasted like. It's what it felt like. I it was 75% breading crunch and 25% whatever the rest of it was, and it wasn't good.
Mild pickle flavor. The sriracha sauce was nice, so it was sweet, it was spicy, I liked it. If I could have had it on something better than the chicken dippers, which of course, you know, after I sampled a little of everything, I was mixing and matching shit, which
Same.
speaks well to this, but I like, for me to want to do this as a meal normally, I would have to get like smaller portions of everything, and these were like adult-sized portions of each, which was way too much for me. It took me 3 days to eat through all this shit.
Yeah,
So, yeah, I sampled all of them at the start, and then I slowly ate over it again just because I didn't want to waste food. But
Exactly,
yeah,
yeah.
the
They just kind of
sriracha.
spend some time in the fridge and let those flavors marinate a little bit.
But yeah, the sriracha sauce was good enough that I actually have a bottle of decent sriracha in my fridge, and I was just like, well, I'm saving this packet and just squeezed it on in there because I didn't want to let it go to waste. That was the only one of these that I saved the sauce of afterwards, of note.
Yeah, agreed. That was the only one that was pretty good. And like we've done a lot of these. Usually there's a sauce that hits.
That one hit.
And if you're in this sauce hits. So everything else, not great, but the sauce was good.
There's a
The
context
sauce
for the
was
other one, but let's get to the second one, because that's
good.
where context comes in. The smoking rojo sandwich, however you want to say it. It is just a worse version of the spicy chicken.
It I did not even have any sauce on mine. Like it's supposed to come with some kind of
Yeah,
sauce,
that's the
but
whole point, the rojo sauce.
it was nothing on it. It was just a chicken with pickles. So I was like, all right, well, let me put a little of the sriracha on there because I guess that's where it
I'd pick it up
goes.
at least.
I know, right? Like, so in the, and again, it was fine. It was a chicken fried chicken sandwich that didn't have the sauce it was supposed to have. So disappointing again.
Well, and the thing is, you can tell that when they first came out with it, the Popeye spicy chicken had a very specific composition. They engineered this thing. Nice crunchy pickle, the chicken, the spicy mayo on top, and it all works together to create this perfect flavor. And then they've put out other ones, like they have out like a bacon cheese spicy chicken sandwich, which ruins the composition because now you have too much salt and too much fat on this thing that's supposed to
Too
be
much going
crunchy.
on.
Yeah, it's too much. And this kind of reminded me of the same thing. Like you can't swap out a single part of the spicy chicken and maintain the composition. It ruins it. And I got the stuff with the Rojo Red on, and it was just a thin drizzle of vaguely spicy, vaguely sweet sauce that didn't impress me. And it didn't have that boldness that the chicken was overwhelming and it tasted dry. What I did, because you put the sriracha on yours, I took the last dab ranch that comes with the next item we'll discuss, and I poured some of that on there, and not only did it add some heat, but it added that necessary, like, fatty body that the mayo normally does. And that was good. If they would have done a last dab chicken sandwich, I'd on it all day. That'd be perfect, but that's not what they did. The Rojo was stupid. It was not good.
You know, and like to your point, when you get the spicy chicken sandwich from there, it's like dunked in the spice, you know? This, why didn't you dunk it in the Rojo? You
You
didn't
need
even give me it.
a thick layer that dribbles off, and it was just, for me, it was this thin little, like, almost like a McDonald's where they just squirt the ketchup in the middle and slap it. Yeah, it was like that, and it was, no, it was bad. It was bad. No.
Disappointing.
Very disappointing. Oh, yeah. The third thing was the Darren Dab Ghost Wings. Now, did you get bone-in or boneless?
I went bone-in.
Oh, perfect. Because I went boneless, so we can discuss both. What were your thoughts?
You would. Again, it is a... It's a bone-in wing from a fast food place that claims they do really well in chicken. And no, they were not very good. The dab ranch that I got, we talked about, was broken. I had to go back and get more later on. And the dab ranch was pretty good. I think the sriracha is the best sauce. Yeah. It was spicy. I was surprised.
It creeped up on you and then it just hit. Yeah.
It did. I was surprised. But like the wings, like I like a wing, like... Go to the bar, like even on like 10-cent wing night, I have a certain threshold. And if you can't hit 10-cent wing night consistency with what I have in front of me with six chicken wings, I just wasn't a fan. I'm never going to get bone in wings from Popeyes again. I hope the boneless wings were a better experience.
Yes and no, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, so our friend Woo Bear Online likes to call boneless wings adult chicken nuggets, which, yes and no, like, they are, but they aren't, because chicken nuggets are, a prefab thing, and your boneless wings are supposed to be, like, whole cuts. Like, it's different. But he's not necessarily wrong, especially when it comes to Popeyes. And it's weird to me that you had such a bad experience with their bone-in wings, and I kind of did with the boneless, because these are an item that Popeyes brought out last year, their basic ghost wings. And they advertise the shit out of them. Now, weirdly, they're not as... Even though this is the hot item on the menu, these are not as spicy as their standard spicy chicken. I looked... They had a whole, like, spice chart in their store, and this was actually below their standard spicy chicken, like, breaded wings. So, weird to me that they consider this the hot item for this. It's probably just because of the ranch. But...
Probably.
Like, they were good as far as composition of the meat was concerned. Like, the meat felt like white breast meat, good feel, good taste. The crunch was good on the outside. The problem is for them to do the ghost pepper style on it, they just kind of coat it in ghost pepper powder, which added four times the salt the already salty wings needed, and that was nasty. I had to dip it in the ranch just to get rid of some of the salt.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. And that's just lazy.
Yeah.
it's lazy.
Instead of actually having a dip, like they do with their regular, their home style and their spicy meat and all that, these are basically just the same thing across the board, and then they throw some extra powder on top to add the seasoning. And that's a cheap way of doing it. That was bad. And it, like, if they had to have that salt, they would have been milder. But the ranch would have kicked it up. But I think they would have been better. I actually would have enjoyed them. They were way too fucking salty.
Yeah. You can always add salt. You can't take it away. You know, it's a very, very simple thing when doing any kind of food prep composition. And if your sauce is too salty or your mix is too salty, it just it compromises the entire dish. And the expectation of a fast food chicken nugget, it should be a little bit higher than a face full of salt.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
So the last part of the whole process is the Last Dab Apollo hot sauce, which came in a little yellow sachet. Did you get one of those?
Yeah, yep. I did. Okay. I did.
I thought this shit was gross. Now,
not a fan.
Not a fan. Now, it's not because of the heat specifically, although it is spicy. No.
Spice was there.
Yeah. I think it's rated at like 2.37 million Scovilles, which is spicy. Like, it's hot. I put a tiny dab on the back of a spoon and tasted it straight because I just wanted to see what the sauce itself was. And I didn't feel like I was cheating because when you watch the episodes, they like dab the sauce onto the chicken. They don't do a whole chicken coated in this shit for a reason. But it tasted nasty as fuck. For me, it tasted like sweet ash. Like
It tasted like a sweet ashtray.
Okay,
it was exactly what it tasted like. I was like, it was like I was kissing a fucking frat girl in college again. Dude.
Yes, who also had hot sauce on her lips. Yeah, yes. No, exactly. It was like the heat was there. That was hot as shit. Don't get me wrong. Although not the hottest thing I've ever had before. But as far as like flavor, I would never ever get this again. It was good in ranch. It is awful on its own.
Yeah, no, definitely not. This is a component that is a piece of a puzzle.
Yeah.
It is not a standalone sauce. It was borderline inedible if you didn't put it with something. And it was just bad. The Heat was tremendous. Like, it was very good. I like Heat, especially when it's not, you know, overly vinegary or just throwing a whole bunch of cayenne. You know, like, not one bit. Like, this was good in the Heat department, but the flavor was just total garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it tasted terrible. And that's a weird thing, is, like, I had, back in New Orleans back in the day, in, like, this weird flea market, there was a hot sauce labeled the hottest hot sauce ever. Mm-hmm. And they had it on this whole array of hot sauces. And they had, like, a little dish of it and some popcorn next to it, so you could dab a piece of popcorn in and take a taste. And I tried mm-hmm. that, and that shit was so hot, it made my vision go blurry and I had to sit down. It was bad. This was not that bad. This, I tasted, I'm like, well, that's hot. And then I just kind of walked around for a bit and took a couple single, like, pulls of milk. Not even, like draining, just, like, a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And that by that point, it was, like, it was bearable and I was done. Like, I'm not trying to sound overly brave. I'm just saying this sauce, for all its supposed benefits, was nasty and not as hot as I could have seen. So
I like using the phrase, like, when I'm going out somewhere and eating spicy, like, I want the chef to punch me in the mouth is, like, how I want to feel by it. Mm-hmm. And like, the Heat was good, but, like, I would never put this sauce on anything in its solo form. Mm-hmm.
No, that I like good. It. I like it when my forehead gets sweaty and like, but I can still taste the food. The weird thing is, as hot as this was, and it made my mouth on fire, I didn't even get the heat sweats across my forehead.
Or the hiccups or anything?
Was just like, it was instant, and then it was over, and it just kind of was there. Like, I think if I ever had to go on hot ones, I could brave the experience, but, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Like, things have to be commercialized, I guess, also to the point where, like, you know, they can't throw the worst thing in the world at you because you're not on the show and you don't want people suing or whatever. Like, I guess, get it.
But you know what you're going when you go to a thing called Hot Ones, you know?
You would think, right? But, like, yeah. I mean, people won lawsuits with coffee that didn't say hot on the thing. So, like, I get it. But, like, it's just, if this was your swan song kind of thing for it, like, I mean, you should have stuck with the ranch or the sriracha. The Apollo dab was just, it just wasn't good.
No, it's there because it's a dare, but it's not good sauce. I liked the ranch is something I think Popeye should keep around. The rest of this menu should go.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So it was sad. I was really looking forward to this. Like, I had just said, okay, I'm gonna not eat out so much, and then Popeye's put this out and I'm like, fuck. Okay, last hurrah.
We were just talking about it, and you're like, I know we talked about this the other day, but... all right, fine, like, whatever.
Oh, well. This has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, getting the meat sweats. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Your buddy, Mike the Ghoul, gonna go dab his way to the bathroom after eating this crap. I'll see you guys later.
We will see you all next time.